7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome back to the Baylor Student Success Stories podcast. I am your host, Lachlan McGregor, here with episode number 2. We have another special guest, Christina Ward, here today. She is involved with AKSI, just like our last podcast guest was, as well as Pro Sales, as well as exactly what our last podcast guest was involved in. So thank you for coming on. I appreciate you being on here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And we were talking before this off air, but like your journey to Baylor, like talked about your early life, but before we kind of get into all the clubs and things you're involved with, I'd love to know, like, why Baylor? Like, how did you come to Baylor? What was it about Baylor that drew you close here?
That's a great question. Baylor was originally on my map because I was a camper at Pine Cove, which is a summer Christian camp here in Texas. I've been a camper there since middle school, and I loved my counselors there. I thought that they were just the most incredible people I had ever met. And when I began to look at colleges, I was looking back on that time and realized that almost all of my counselors from Pine Cove were Baylor students. And so Baylor was put on the map for that reason. Secondly, Baylor's super close to home. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm an only child. I didn't want to be super far away from home. I'm close to my family, so I wanted to be far away enough that they can't come visit me every weekend,
for
although
sure.
I love them with my whole heart, but it's close enough that I could always drive home on the weekend if I wanted to and see them anytime. And then third is I love business, and I knew they had an awesome business school.
True.
My dad tells a story when I went and visited campus. You go on a campus tour, and they'd walk you through Foster, the business school. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me as soon as we walked into the beautiful building. It's one of the newest buildings on campus. And he said my eyes got as big as quarters, and he knew he'd have to pay a ton of money because I'd be going to Baylor.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. That's good to hear. And yeah, I remember when I toured too, it was like walking into a new world because small private school that I went to, and then seeing that business school, I was like, wow. So I can for sure understand. I think it swung my mom too, honestly.
Oh, for sure. The parents love it.
And I wasn't even planning on going into business, and now I'm in a bit in business. And so like, she's probably like, there you go.
The building will sway you. And I also went to a small private school. And so our middle school and high school was combined into a singular hallway. So this was a major upgrade.
Oh yeah, no, this was a new world, I guess, for both of us. So that's awesome. And so you plan on going into business. So you got into Baylor, you knew business is what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about like specifically what track you maybe started with. Maybe it's still on, you're still on that track, but like what track did you start with? The idea of like what do you wanted to do in the future?
At first, I thought I wanted to do marketing. I thought marketing was all creativity and branding and all that fun stuff. And part of it is, but a lot of it's data analytics and stuff like that.
Okay,
and
that
is not, see, I didn't either until
That's
I took
a warning
the
for
beginning
everybody
class.
Listening.
Yeah. Going in with reasonable expectations of what it is. Quickly realized that that wasn't what I wanted to do with my whole life. And someone in my business fraternity, AKSI, found me one day and he's like, hey, I know you're about to choose major soon. I think you should look into the professional selling major. I think you'd be really good at it. I said, oh my goodness, I didn't even know that existed at the time. But I'll look into it. And I applied, got in the very end of my sophomore year, so like the very last deadline that I could. And as soon as I took the first class, I knew I had made the right decision because I actually enjoyed reading the textbook. Which I cannot say for any of my other classes.
I was gonna say, that's rare, you hear about.
I know. Reading the textbook is rare, but
yeah.
Like actually enjoying it.
Enjoying reading, yeah, that's like, another one.
It was. And then I'm also a double major in entrepreneurship, and I always loved Shark Tank growing up. So that one was pretty consistent. I knew I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I actually started my own business when I was a freshman here.
Really?
Yes.
Like here in Waco?
Here in Waco. In Brooks Flats dorm. Room number 433.
Okay, so tell us about
exact.
That.
So my business, it sadly doesn't exist anymore, Foreshadow, but at the time it did. It was called Oh So Sweet, so spelled
the
like
bear.
Oh So, the bear in
okay,
Spanish.
I got it.
It was a baking company, and so I would make cookie pops, is what I called them. They're cookies in the shape of popsicles on sticks. And
it's
the
like
whole,
cake pops?
Cake pops, but...
Better.
Cookies.
Okay. Cookie. Okay.
Cookies. So
there are
three flavors.
Okay.
No, they're really good.
Okay.
So good.
I believe it.
Yeah. Everyone on my floor loved it when I would test bake them because they were the testies, right, and they try them all. And I wanted it to be kind of a TIFF's treats, but for on-campus dorms.
Right.
And so that's how it started, and I started growing it. Almost started an LLC, and then COVID hit, so I didn't get to continue it anymore. But maybe one day you'll see Oh So Sweet on campus again.
Oh, that'd be great.
It was awesome, and there are a lot of cookies made.
That's perfect, and that's one way to know that you're going to be involved in entrepreneurship. You're making your own business out of your dorms at Brooks Flats.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I should probably major in this.
This
is what I started doing.
And so when it comes to pro sales, you joined the end of your sophomore year. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the fact that you like the textbook, like what specifically was it about it, like overall, that you were like, this is what I want to do? Because, I mean, here you are, your last year of college, and you're still in it. You're doing great. So what specifically like stuck you to staying with that major?
The people of the major, but then what the major stands for. In my head, I think of sales. A lot of people have the misconception that sales is like cheesy car salesmen. Right. However, that's not really what it is at a business-to-business level. It's a lot. Like, our job as salespeople is to help solve other people's problems and solutions and make their lives easier. And I think that's so cool. Like, my entire job is to help other people.
Right.
And just solely by way of communication and talking about these problems and finding the best solution for them. And that's what I love. It's a way to love on people and combine business at the same time.
For sure. And you felt like a lot of the people involved as well, not the ones that you were just helping, but, like, people that were in your classes, in your groups, they were people that contributed to that too?
Absolutely. They're a really great group of people. It's a really interesting dynamic because we're all in competition against each other directly.
Right.
But at the same time, we all help and collaborate with each other for these competitions that we're competing against.
So you're working together and apart, but it's all for the same thing.
It's this really unique fine line of like competing together, but also being willing to help someone out.
Right. For sure.
And I love that. I think it's super cool.
I mean, it sounds great. And again, like, the purpose of this podcast is for people. I mean, anybody can listen, but like people that are debating going into, you know, Baylor, business school, pro sales, whatever. So getting to hear that and like that account and not just like, you should come to pro sales. Just getting to hear that specifically is great for everybody that's wondering about it.
Yeah. And it's cool because you get to take the first few classes with the same people over and over again. So I've had the same people in my pro sales classes since junior year. So we all know each other.
Yeah.
And that's completely unique to pro sales major. That's not common among other business majors.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that before. Normally it's just split up. You might get your friends here and there, but having them for that long is... That's different. That's
it's
unique,
different.
Like you said.
Yeah. I get to walk into class and I know everybody's first and last name. I probably know some fun fact about them.
Right.
It's so cool.
So you have a close relationship with everybody.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's like socially mixed with work as well.
Yeah. Because when you go through all the classes that we have to go through, like, you'll make inside jokes and memes and all these fun things to help you get through it.
That's awesome. And what specifically has pro sales, you know, in the last 2 years that you've done it, what specifically has been like the biggest takeaway for you? This could be, you know, on a job level, internship level, growing as a person level. Like, what specifically do you think is the number one takeaway pro sales has done for you?
Ooh, two things. First.
Or two things, anything. Yeah, you can, however many things you want. There's probably a lot.
Two things come off the top of the dome. be personable with people. Like, if you truly get to know someone, like, the conversations and the relationships that you're going to have are going to be 10 times better than if you're just asking questions just to ask questions.
Right.
So come into every conversation being personable and very curious about the other person or their situation, and you'll find yourself being so much more invested in it as well.
Right, for sure.
And they feel so much more loved on. So it's a win-win situation on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build these really strong connections, and I think that's awesome. And then the second thing is a piece of advice I got this summer in my sales internship is different is better than better. And so especially here at Baylor, we're surrounded by people that are so incredibly talented that it's kind of hard to like break out and make our own noise because everyone around you is talented. So if you take the time to focus on like being uniquely yourself and standing out in a unique and creative way, then like that's a great way to make an impact on people and to build a brand for yourself professionally and personally.
That's great to hear.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's given you plenty, and you listed two, but there's probably plenty more benefits it's given you, and that's good to know. I agree with you. Like, talking to somebody to show that you care and actually because you want to learn more is 10 times better than just talking to somebody just to talk to them.
Yeah, the curious mindset, it's hard to get to sometimes because right. we get lazy,
you
or
get
at least
lazy
I get lazy
yeah.
in conversation.
No, everybody does.
Yeah, but once you practice and you train yourself to like, get to know people, then it starts to come naturally, and then it's better relationships after every conversation.
And you mentioned early on in your college career, I think you end of sophomore year, you had a friend who was in AK Psi at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or who either it was in AK Psi. Was he in AK Psi at the time?
Yeah, he was in AK Psi and in Pro Sales.
Okay, perfect. And so I know if anybody hasn't listened to the last podcast, could you explain what AK Psi is? Maybe first of all, what it stands for, and then a little bit more about it.
I would love to. Yeah. It's my favorite organization on campus. AK Psi stands for Alpha Kappa Psi, and we're a professional development or professional business fraternity on campus. So the way I like to describe it to people is it's the perfect combination of a professional development organization and then social Greek life. So we have this huge network, and we train our members to be awesome young professionals so they have awesome LinkedIn resumes, like networking skills, like we got all the handshakes down, that kind of stuff. But then we also do all the fun things that social fraternities do, so like take dates and formals.
See, the last podcast, I didn't know about that, and I thought it was only just like business stuff and all this stuff. And then when when I found out about that, I feel like a lot of people might not know about that too. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, it's a complete mix of both like social and business.
Yeah, it's the perfect mix. All my friends are from AK Psi, so I hang out
there
with them
go.
All the time.
That's awesome.
And they're awesome. But that's my favorite organization on campus. And so as soon as I joined that organization, that's where I think that single-handedly what made Baylor feel like a home for me was that organization and being in that
Perfect.
Community. Because people there are so caring and so supportive.
That's great. And you've had your best friends in your whole life go through that organization with you?
That is true. I was sharing with Lachlan earlier today that my roommate, actually, we've been roommates since freshman year. She rushed AK Psi the spring of her freshman year, and I rushed a year later, spring of my sophomore year. But we've been roommates for the past 3 years, going on 4 years, and we're in AK Psi together, and our relationship has gotten closer because of it.
That's so good to hear. That's great. And yeah, it's less of just a formal thing you do to kind of get connections and everything. It sounds like it's definitely one that can build your brothers and your sisters and basically a whole new community and family at Baylor. So that's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The people that are involved because they want to be there, not just for the resume boost.
Yeah.
Which is awesome when you're around people and community that want to pour into it.
Right.
It completely changes the dynamic.
Yeah, for sure. And do you think, or would you say there's been any difficulties while you're in, you know, such a time-consuming amount of things? You know, Pro Sales and AK Psi obviously are both not just, you know, things you do every once in a while. They're kind of like your life for these 4 years. What would you say has been kind of the biggest time constraint, the biggest difficulty for you being involved in all of these things?
Learning time management. Took a hot minute, let me tell you. It was learning time management and then learning to not overcommit myself
right.
was a huge thing. So being able to pour into the things that I want to do, but pour into them well. It's like I could probably find time to commit to a lot of things in my schedule, but I wouldn't be able to do them at 100% capacity.
Right.
And so that was a lesson I learned this semester of my spring of my junior, I was involved in so many different organizations, so many clubs. My days were 16-hour long, like days,
oh, wow.
no breaks. And I realized, I was like, I completely overcommitted myself, and I want to prioritize being able to put 100% into everything I do. And so I had to learn, like, how to say no to certain things and, like, how to prioritize what was important to me. Mm-hmm. And so that was a lesson I had to learn. And the two things that were important to me were AK Psi and school.
Yeah. School. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's definitely been something that I talked about on the last podcast. Just like, it is busy. It's not just, you know, you can't just join these things and just kind of like have like the easiest time in the world. But it all comes, I mean, every good thing like comes with hard work.
Yeah, and then you learn like even though you're busy with the things that are often very time-consuming, if you find it rewarding and it brings you happiness, then it doesn't really matter how busy you are.
Yeah.
like if you're finding joy in the 16-hour days, then that's great. Like,
yeah, some people might not. Yeah. That sounds like a long day to me.
Yeah, you just gotta figure it out for yourself. But that's part of what college is
finding
trial
yourself.
And error.
Exactly.
In a controlled environment.
Exactly. And if you were to say directly to people that are on like maybe the fence about, you know, whether or not they think they can be good with time management, if they're, you know, debating joining certain organizations, it could be AKSI, it could be Pro Sales, it could be anything else. What would you say helped you kind of have that, I'd say, I call it like the leap of faith, I guess, because you're kind of moving into a completely new world, new people, new friends. What would you say is something that you would help, I don't know, gravitate people that are debating to jump to the other side?
I think finding out if whatever you want to join, whatever you want to be involved with is really going to be a good fit for you. So first, taking the time to like internally reflect on yourself and what you want to prioritize and what you want, I think is an important step. But then secondly, I'm a big proponent of just saying yes and not living with regrets. So like if it, at least try it and commit for it for as long as you're expected to commit to it, to a club, organization. And then if it doesn't work out, then like it's totally okay.
At least you tried it. You'll never know if you didn't.
Exactly. That's my mindset. You'll never know if you don't try it. And college is the perfect time to try things. Like who would know? Like maybe this is going to be the organization that you find your closest group of friends with, or like your bridesmaids, or like your groomsmen, and things such as that. And so I think it's worth the risk.
For sure. Awesome. Well, that's kind of all I had. It's good to hear all about Pro Sales, all about AKSI, and like your journey through Baylor and everything like that. So once again, I really do appreciate you coming on, taking the time out of your day to do this. And if anybody has any questions, you can completely reach out to Christina anytime you want.
Anytime. So, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure.
I love sharing.
Yeah, for sure. All right.